We're live. Well, we're not live, actually. But this is Goons, Games, and Gear. Well, it's not live. It is... I'm sorry, I'm out of breath.
He's just so excited he doesn't know what to do with himself.
So we're all in person. That never happens because Rob hates us. He's visiting from a land that's totally not Australia. Don't dox him.
It's Taiwan.
It's
Australia. It's Taiwan. All right.
Well, he frequents between the two. He has mistresses. So he's got one in Taiwan.
Taiwanese bussy got me acting unwise.
this isn't your normal mom's basement podcast. This is Goons, Games, and Gear. It's actually Derek's basement. We're all together, which is pretty cool. So this is going to be a fun time, and I hope you enjoy it, because I have to actually edit this one. So, it's going to be fun. Rob, say something funny to start us off.
Well, y'all don't know it, and I'm sure you can see my hands up top here, but I have been giving this man over here the sloppiest of
toppy. Okay, we're right.
And you too can get sloppy toppy if you become a member.
Yeah, well, join our YouTube, join our Discord.
Become a member, maybe you could be here. You're not going to be here, but you...
you could virtually be
here. We're not going to give you false promises.
What if we did that once a month where, like, in the four-man, it's like us three here, and then, like, Rob on a laptop, like, they used to do that for, like, IGN.
I remember that.
No, was it Rooster Teeth? Yeah, they had, like, this guest person who was on, like, a laptop.
I think many, like, podcasting and, like, live streaming things have done some sort of, like...
We could do it like South Park does, put me on, like, an iPad and, like, wheel me in on, like, one of them little Red Rider wagons.
I'd like that.
Yeah.
Rob's little iPad, you know?
Yeah. iPad, he's my little pog champ.
You know? I got it! We can blow up Derek's little doll that he keeps under his bed and just put an iPad in front of it with Rob's face on it.
That might just work.
Prettier than the actual real product.
We're working on
lies and falsehoods.
Rob pillows. We got hoodies that we're not wearing. Someone forgot.
It's rather cold in here too.
Sorry, you guys met me at my job and we just went from there.
Yeah, thank you for apologizing. I need to hear it.
Reparations, everybody.
We're here to talk about the biggest news of all. GTA 6 is happening. It's December.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Me and Derek kind of did it. We did a reaction video on it, but
I'm ready.
I
printed this screenshot I'm going to draw. You guys keep talking.
Okay, so who here is excited for GTA 6? We have, 20 videos planned? Like for confirming that this is in GTA 6?
Not clickbait?
Not clickbait at all? You know? GTA 6 map is enormous, or leaked map is enormous compared to GTA 5's. I totally believe it. I'm pretty sure, isn't it in like Africa or something? Like just the whole continent?
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I've not looked into GTA 6 at all. This is the first time my phone has actually picked it up. But it is, according to this article, it is apparently twice the size of GTA 5's map.
That was a pretty big map.
I went to a restaurant and an insider slipped me this napkin. Rob, I want you to read what this napkin says.
Okay. GTA 6 is releasing February 9th, 2024. Also, call me.
Winky face. There's a winky smiley face.
Reliable source, all right? This is the proof you've been asking for.
Dude, that's literally the same amount of proof other YouTubers get. Right. Like, that's actually... Robert or George, have you ever seen, like, real YouTubers who
no.
I don't call them real, but they'll, like... They're like, this confirms GTA 6? Like, the number, like, 6 on, like, a sign somewhere? You know, it's like speed limit 6. It's a sign! GTA 6 has speed limits! That's literally that you. It's actually like it's unironic how cringe it is, but people eat it up.
Oh yeah, no, like, but that's the same as like clickbait titles, right? Like, let's put something in there to catch the attention. Now you're gonna watch the video waiting for this like big juicy rumor.
You just subscribed to us because we did this to Rob.
Actually, subscribe to us to see what we do to Rob.
It's true.
You gotta wait for our other channel to actually open to see the live footage, but maybe we'll release the audio leaks.
Rob, you want to make more GTA 6 content for the channel, right?
I'll be honest with you, I hadn't really planned on picking it up. I played GTA 5 a little bit, and
by a little, you mean?
I actually beat
a little
the game.
Under a million hours.
A little under. What do I look like?
How many shark cards did you buy?
Right.
Zero.
I have it on good authority that you spent $300 today alone on shark cards.
Maybe not on shark cards, but on V-Bucks, I could believe it.
All right.
It's like news alerts. It's just in.
Like note cards.
No.
It's just in.
He's just got balls. Unfettered access to my finances. Rob, what is this $600 charge for V-Bucks?
$900 on V-Bucks? That was
actually...
November 14th is another article about it. Though.
Guys, hold on. More freak-out news. GTA 6 child protagonist leak is setting the internet wild. These people have zero shame. I don't know.
He plays a baby? That sounds awesome.
Wouldn't that just be Bully 2 at that point?
Baby Gluck, doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, what if they're leaking all this stuff and it's just Bully 2? Like, oh, you play as a child, like, oh, there's cars and guns.
That'd be amazing. If Rockstar did that, I would actually give them more credit, and I would buy Bully 2. Yeah.
Look, I'm just saying, there's no way Bully 2 would survive in this victim climate, but...
Oh, I mean...
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to make a GTA 6 in this...
I don't know.
...type of...
Bully. Am I allowed to shoot you? What is your pronouns? What is your pronouns?
I am shooting... them...
He, she, they, them,
I say this all in joke. I'm just like,
everything is in jest. It's all tongue-in-cheek.
It's all tongue-in-cheek.
Feel free. Express yourself however you want to express yourself. Identify however you identify. We don't care. You're you. We're us.
I identify Rob except as sexy. Except
me. I care about
sexy.
You.
Sexy.
He's a sex appeal. That's what we decided before.
Yeah, Rob doesn't even get a say. We have sexualized and objectified him so much that when he goes back home... It's going to be the same. He's going to just know that he's the meat of our sandwich.
No, there's some meat down there. It's just a regular.
Okay, Rob, so let me know this. So you're not going to get GTA 6?
No, so I'm pretty good on
all just,
that.
Like, I just assumed you have to get everyone shark cards for Christmas, so I don't know what to like do.
I figured I was just going to buy everybody V-Bucks.
He bought me this instead of shark cards?
What? Why would you get everybody V-Bucks? I'm not invited to the Fortnite game nights.
Do you guys think that
you ain't show up? That's
I wasn't invited to the Fortnite game night.
Mac, that's a skill issue.
I'm sure you weren't. Do you guys
No, I wasn't invited. Y'all replaced me.
Serious question. Do you guys think that at some point V-Bucks and shark cards will be accepted as strip joints?
Yes.
Oh, full stop. Yeah. They got a corner of the market and get those kids in there somehow.
Do you accept Roblox? That's the real question.
Yeah, do you take Robux?
What rank are you in Club Penguin? That's what I really need to know.
That's a sign of respect, though. Yeah. That's like, I mean, that's like...
I mean, mentioning anything Club Penguin, I feel like would give you like unlimited access to anything in that strip club just because it's not up anymore.
Yeah. I was a paying member of Club Penguin.
Yeah, I was sure. I was a Toontown subscriber. I don't want to toot my own horn.
People still play that.
Right this way, sir.
I don't understand. Apparently, like, there's like, oh, it's a relaxing MMO. What's, like, the fun in it?
You literally just run around. You get jelly beans as not currency. True. You make a house. Yeah, you beat up some robots. Yeah. It's about it. It's definitely for kids. But people hold on to their nostalgia glasses, and somebody and a few people did a retooling of the Toontown stuff. And actually re-released it as, like, an open server.
Oh, really?
Damn.
Yeah. People apparently liked it so much that they revived it.
Can I quote, buy online GF?
That's RuneScape.
I was kind of hoping to go to other MMOs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they also leak
GTA 6? No, they actually have a pretty... They actually have a pretty severe chat filter in place.
Does Roblox server leak this about GTA 6?
My Roblox girlfriend sleeping with the creator of GTA 6?
See, like... That's what I love about, like, green text from 4chan. It's just like, yeah, my uncle is the creator of Fortnite, so he knows a lot about Epic Games and somehow also about GTA 6. Anyway, here's the leak. There's going to be new cars.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. So
I remember seeing an advert about some, like, update or whatever for GTA 5, and they're saying, like, the legendary Pegasi something. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about,
right?
Who would willingly put that much stock in a fucking virtual vehicle?
And yet, don't worry, guys. I also will probably not be getting GTA 6. I know you were super interested to know if I was getting it.
Someone speaking.
Yeah, that's why. That's what.
Damn.
No, my experience with GTA 5 is I was told, get this game, we're going to play it together, get this game. And I bought the game, twice.
And he died.
And have yet to actually play the game with anybody who offered to play the game with me.
In fact, the person that gave me this napkin was him. He said, on the back of the napkin, I am buying GTA 6.
Oh, no.
You have a higher chance of me buying Modern Warfare 3 than GTA 6.
But that's a good game.
It's a good game. Yeah, no. No.
They remade all the maps. It's good. Guys, zombies is Warzone now. it's Warzone.
Look, cannot...
The campaign is Warzone now.
The campaign that's 3 hours long
and ends on a cliffhanger? It's Warzone.
3 hours on a cliffhanger? It's great. What the fuck do you spend $60 for anymore?
70. 70.
Oh. Yeah, Rob doesn't buy new games. He just emulates anything he can and doesn't support anything.
I admire it.
Wow, oh, no, I admire it. No, no, I'll do my
own stunts. I'm not a pay piggy.
It's true.
That's going to be like the Orwellian future. Like they're going to judge you based on like how many V-Bucks you bought. It's like, this man bought no V-Bucks.
Maybe I can finally hit my Ryan Gosling grind set from Blade Runner.
What?
I can hit my Ryan Gosling grind set from Blade Runner and be in that future. So in the future, now I can just be a depressed sad boy when I look at a like pink and purple giant holographic lady and be like, Bjerg.
Oh.
Rob?
What did I say?
T-short circuit?
he stopped. I was like, I was paying attention.
He was imagining.
Then you guys were on a conversation.
No, I was done. I was are we talking about again?
Oh, they're flirting behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes, it's happening right now.
I'm a whore.
Look, now that we got Rob to be a literal Fortnite pay pig, because we got him into Fortnite. You know, Derek, I'm not sure if you saw this, but there's going to be an M&M event. Like Marshall Mathers.
White?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, that M&M. I totally pictured the red and yellow M&M just like that in the amazing. Game.
No, that's it's definitely awesome. Not that we were all trying to plow the green M&M, right?
No. I would say we should stream it, but I assume it's going to play his song.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be like one of those concert events. But
right.
Like the Ariana Grande and the Travis Scott.
How much would you guys pay for a Pepsi Man skin?
Hey, what would you call a... real quick, what would you call a big spider in Spanish?
Culo.
That's butt.
Where do you see a big spider?
It's araña grande.
Where do you see that?
He's making a stupid joke. Yeah, but Derek has mutant spiders down here, so that's not a joke. Yeah,
I'm scared that it's here now.
Right.
What? She's just gonna... It's just gonna sing songs at us. It's fine.
This isn't a Disney movie.
Maybe it'll torque a little bit. I don't know. I'm feeling like getting up in that thorax. What's up, baby?
Speaking of Fortnite, I did get a couple wins back-to-back the other night when I played.
Yeah, but you weren't three wins back-to-back cool like we were the first time I played.
No. It was the first time I played. It was two, and when I played, I didn't finish lower than third.
Damn. Can you take my virginity now?
I'm just saying.
By the way, y'all left me out. I hope. We had a 4-stack. There's not a 5. There's not a 5-stack.
I know there's not.
God, could you imagine 5-stack?
Love you, Sparky.
Could you imagine 5-stack? No. You know how many, you know how lucky we were that we know each other, because I don't even know like two people that will talk to me still, let alone you guys. You know, it's like getting a 4-stack is just insane.
Yeah, by the way, I'm still waiting for like, my work on your personality. Check.
Maybe.
Wait longer. I was talking. There's no check.
Oh, I was promised a check, and that's why we still talk.
Those are gone.
All right, well, there's the door. Don't let it hit you.
We're all four of us are going to be at the Marshall Mathers event in Fortnite. I'm thinking I'm going to buy 3 of the skins, personally.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be, you know...
Eminem.
I'm a rap guy.
And Marshall Mathers.
But I want clips from the song, but like that don't make any sense in context.
I'm just gonna hold out hope that Doom Guy skin never comes back. It won't, I know. But
you're gonna hold out hope that it doesn't?
That it does. I need that skin
then
back.
Then speak correctly.
I did speak correct.
Evidently not. Have a brookie.
I already
have a brookie. Eat the brookie.
You have a brookie.
I'm not eating on fucking camera, bruv.
That's why I added it. So
I thought it was a set piece for ambiance.
Yeah, the set piece.
Yeah, but it's edible.
Yeah, it's edible.
You're edible.
So you want clips of the song that just don't make sense? Like,
yeah.
I'm beginning to feel like an elevating music while you're elevator music.
Sure.
Mom's spaghetti Balling like Mom's Spaghetti.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about
Mom's
that.
Mom's Little Saga.
I'm trying to get a Goon Games and Gear event in Fortnite.
How's that working?
Well, I'm trying to work in like a nude Rob skin. Unfortunately,
well, maybe we'll get that a stairs that
we. Well,
to
well, Rob's now that they level. Have those age restricted skins, maybe we can.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Now that we might be able to get that approved.
If there was a Rob event in Fortnite, I'd want it to be where it's like the infinite Mario staircase. So you keep going up, and you just can never reach Rob like the god he is. You're like, I'm so close.
Unless you learn how to backwards long jump.
Yeah, you got backwards long. Yeah, basically you have to learn backwards long jump, yeah.
And you just spear yourself on my wang.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, it's fine.
Say less.
Well, I mean, it is back first, so it kind of pans out.
Oh, yeah. You just took like 99 damage once it happens. And then you faint. Oh. My ear's burning up. It hurts. It hurts, guys.
You want me to kiss it now that we're live in person?
No, I don't know.
I kind of want you to, like, just drive your tongue into his ear as hard as you can.
I need consent.
For what's worth, everyone, this might be my last recording because I'm getting an endoscopy and it's not looking good, guys.
Can I have your PC?
Can you explain the procedure to us?
Okay. Endoscopy?
Yeah.
Well, they put me under. First, the doctor didn't want to do a butt check, but I was very confused on that part. But
he lubes it with tongue. I heard tongue was involved.
They're gonna you know put me under and then they're gonna stick
That's it.
They just leave me. They charge me and then.
How much is that procedure?
Because
if somebody could put me under and just leave me there.
Well, the woman said it's gonna feel like a great sleep. I'm just like, I don't know. I haven't felt great since I was born, I guess. I've never felt great. But, yeah, I'm going to be put under, and then they're going to stick, like, a camera down my throat, like a thick camera, so I'm like, you know, so I don't do that.
Right.
And they're going to check out if the flap in my esophagus is working correctly, and that's why I'm getting all this heartburn. Because the problem is, if I don't get checked out, I can run into a great risk of, like, cancer down the road, because apparently, stomach bile does not, like, that, and it's constantly burning my throat, and it's going to screw up, like, my voice. But
I had a buddy of mine that had that kind of
issue. I was talking.
I was just saying.
It's the Rob show, I forgot. So I'm getting checked out. I'm kind of hoping we could all pitch in for the, you know, for the procedure.
After that comment, you're on your own.
I said it's the Rob show.
But it's not.
It is.
You said that to be mean.
Yeah, so then I wake
all
up.
All proceeds to this video go towards the surgery.
That's
right. This is the first video we monetize, and it's like negative dollars.
Yeah, someone strike.
DMCA'd somehow.
The awesome guy who donated us towards the Mario Party stream, Quay, is that his name? Quay?
Quaz,
yeah. Quaz. It's like he just returns.
Yeah, I want my money back.
Honestly, I wouldn't blame him.
Become back my money.
Ooh,
money. Yeah, so.
Sorry to interrupt.
Good.
But I know you said that they're shoving like a big thick camera down your throat. So it's a good thing Rob is in town right now.
I know. Yeah, I know. It's just so I'm not scared, but if something does happen, Rob, I don't know what I could give you that you'd actually like. I'm thinking about my gamer chair. It's got my gamer smelt on it, so
I am absolutely going to huff it the first thing I
perfect.
See.
Nice. George, I'm not giving you my PC because I'm going to give Derek my PC. He'll then give my old PC that I'm giving him Friday to you.
Fair
so you'll still get a great PC, just not my new one.
I'll take it.
Derek, you get my new PC. Delete that certain file.
Yep. And the channel becomes a memoriam. Our greatest hits.
And then that's when we explode.
And we explode. It's the same joke over and over.
Look, then all great artists don't make it until they die, right?
Right.
Oh, did you guys see that Ijo Speed got his house swatted?
Who did?
Ijo Speed.
Came back, right? Didn't he, like, just come back?
No, he just bought a house a week ago.
Oh.
And now it just got swatted.
Yeah, he did, like, a video on his, like,
showed his
several
address.
Million dollar mansion.
Yeah, so, like, that's, I mean, I understand why he did that, but now in this digital age, like, don't do house tours.
That's
no.
So
yeah, don't do house tours. You can do toilet tours.
It's really funny because you guys watched the Boogie documentary?
No. Unfortunately.
You did?
Part of it. A pretty decent portion of it, but enough to know that he's a desperate, slavering parasite
You should really watch it.
It was really good.
Yeah,
but, like, the first video he made after that came out was, like, a house tour video. And everybody's like, what are you doing?
In my arcade cabinets, Gotta sell these, I guess.
Yeah. See, this is like,
going. I've seen house tours before, right? And I think there's a way to do it where you want to show off how wildly successful you are in this like $7 million house that you have. Cool. Do it in a way where all of the windows are behind the camera. So you can show the rooms. Don't show outside. Don't show. Edit it up too. You go from one room to the next. In your edit, you're in this room. Now you're in that room, so nobody can actually lay out your floor plan because people are fucking
insane.
Yeah, insane.
But in a good way that they're like, all right, well, guess what? I'm a land surveyor or I'm an architect. I just drew out his floor plans because he went room to room to room to room, and now I know exactly what the house looks like. House blueprints are free online in most states.
Go to Zillow.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Remember when I had that apartment tour and then I had a bunch of these fans show up and they're like, where's the Rob Bussy? And I'm just like, he's not here, obviously.
No, I don't remember that.
Okay. No. Well, we had like 20, like a lot of people show up for Rob, which is fair because he's a sex appeal.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, so like, don't, I guess the news there is don't get cocky and show your house. But
right.
Yeah, I think any dedicated crazy fan will find their way to like exploit. Like even if you don't show the hallways or windows, I think they'll see like a wall and be like, wait, that shade of, you know, like.
That paint was available in 1964.
And... Right. It's like if they know a state, I think once you show them the tiniest information, they'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. And then. Which is why we're actually planning to have our new headquarters on the moon. You can't get swatted on the moon.
That's right. Space SWAT.
Space SWAT. Guys, I see them. They're like,
take them down.
If they're willing to power it fast enough, we could get hit with an ICBM.
A what?
An intercontinental ballistic missile.
What does that mean?
It means big
those?
Yes, big rocket attached explosive go shoot large distance cross land go oversea to what other land moon? Not yeah, want no more we'll land not want no more go boom.
Is the moon still made out of cheese? Remember that from Tom and Jerry? It was like wasn't there like a running gag cartoon that's made out of cheese?
I don't know. Do we actually know? Because apparently the moon landing was always a falsified video.
Oh, I mean, obviously, yeah. Fake. Yeah.
So, nothing has ever actually been to the moon.
What isn't fake anymore? God,
these hands. We're rated E for everyone. What? Why did everyone look at me when I said that? Wasn't that bad?
Like, what are you trying to start shit on stream?
No, senpai.
I was gonna say, guys, I'm right here.
That's what I thought.
I'm part of everyone.
Who here would move to a moon base that's for all of us, assuming the planet was made of cheese?
Moon base alpha? Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, as long as it was made of cheese, that way I have something to eat every day.
Right. Like, I mean, if there's no air, it can't go stale, right?
That's what I was told.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. See, yeah. Right? It can't go stale. Rob.
It might melt.
Does
how hot is this? The moon.
The moon is colder than Earth is because it's always on.
Mine. We're good.
Yeah, now. We're good. Yeah,
the cheese is preserved.
Right. The cheese is preserved. God, can we not have cheese tonight for dinner? I don't know, man. There's just a lot of.
I imagine. Cheese.
He loves his cheese.
I imagine that there's like points in time where the moon is probably hotter than Earth is because of its rotation around Earth while Earth is rotating the sun, right? So, like. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a point where it's closer to the sun, but for the majority of it, like, Earth is bigger than the moon, so it's got to...
So, can we get Verizon Fios, though? Like, can we...
I doubt it.
That, too, yeah.
I need to run a line.
You know, they probably cover the moon, because they don't cover here, though.
You think the moon is
you're on the moon?
Yeah, we got a satellite up there.
Yeah.
That's where the internet comes from, the bouncing...
Elon's taking us to Mars next.
Yeah, but how's the Wi-Fi?
If we can get Elon, Daddy Elon, to get us a Starlink hookup on the moon, I think he'd do it.
I feel like Pentagon speeds, right? You assume those are strong.
You know, yeah, we see live streams like literally live. Like there's no delay for us. It's just like someone we watch a live streamer, it's happening as it's happening. That's how fast the internet is.
They could even set a 15-minute stream delay, we would see it.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
Real time.
The Goons Games Gear Rocket. That's how we... And then, I mean, I don't know how we get back. Rocket cock it. What?
Rocket cock it.
Rocket power?
I'm fucking done.
I guess you gotta edit in the, like, TV, like,
yeah.
With the color.
I keep forgetting I'm actually in person this time around, so I can actually face punishment for the crimes I commit on stream on the regular.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? We won't hurt you this time. Although I did give him a beating when I saw him.
He literally punched my arm about 6 times when he saw me for the first time as reparations for how many times I hit him growing up.
I mean, if that was the case, I would have hit you a million more times.
But... a million more times. I guarantee you if it was past the first 10, I would have fought back and it would not have been pretty.
When I got my first tattoo, which is the disturbed belief symbol, for some reason, this manager at where I worked, it wasn't at our workplace, but like... She, like, gave me, like, oh, Derek, and, like, punched me. Almost as if she knew I had that tattoo there under my sleeve.
I bet
like,
that hurt. I was
like, why? It was the day before. The day after.
Honestly, like, I feel like every time you get a tattoo, even if it's not out in the open, right. people know. Mm. Right. So, like, you get something on, like, a shoulder piece, yeah. somebody's going to walk up and be like, hey, buddy, how's it going? And you're like, you son of a bitch. Like, why?
Like, how do they know I got one on my ass? Everyone just started slapping me.
Yeah
it's just a target. You grab my balls. And you're like,
yeah.
How did you know?
How? How did you know?
How did you know?
Jesus.
Yeah. yeah. How did you, they're like, hey, Derek.
Cup him a little.
Hey, buddy, young. Here's your daily ball tap. Yeah. This is literally the first time you've ever done that. It's a new thing.
Slap it a couple of times, hup it up and down, twist the ball hairs a little bit yeah, while you're like, idle.
It's a new thing for about the next month, and then when the healing and the scabbing is done, then we're over.
In high school, I hated ball taps. I wanted to, like throat chop people for doing that.
I remember getting one of those in high school, and it literally knocked me to the floor.
I was a dick so a lot, bad. And would, like, especially towards Derek, when he'd yawn, I'd just, like, go like that to his stomach.
Oh, my God. There was a period of time wherever I yawned, I'd have to, like, guard myself.
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, I was projecting the beating I was getting at home onto others.
Right.
Yeah, that saucy little haircut back in high school, didn't you? That
bowl cut.
Yeah,
it's awesome. Oh, yeah. Bring it back.
Live stream haircut?
Bring it back.
We made Derek do this?
Shave my ass?
He shaved and bleached my asshole?
Apparently, we could probably live stream that, because, I mean, there are YouTube videos.
Yeah,
yeah, wasn't there that one YouTuber that posted a video of them, like, trying to, like, but not wax their butthole?
No, they nared it.
They nared it.
Yeah, me Cannon did a great analysis on it. And,
I've never heard of this nair stuff before.
You've never heard of nair? I used to use it.
I have some upstairs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you use it carefully, it can work, but...
Yeah, don't put it on your balls.
Yeah, don't... Yeah, that's a lesson.
All right, I'm going to take a page out of a certain man named Charlie here. I'm going to take a page out of a certain man named Charlie here, but you nared your own asshole?
No.
Not on the... I don't get close.
What did I nair? I think it was just my general.
He's like, wait, you kiss your dad on the lips?
Well, that's totally separate, but yeah. but you know,
he likes it shaving.
Yeah, he likes his shaving.
He likes his shaving.
I forget. I feel like it was that area, but I don't know. I don't want to use nair again. It's scary. It's like it actually is chemical burns.
Yeah, it's insane.
Well, there goes my.
Is it nair or is it friggin' chemical?
It's insane how well it works.
What?
It's insane how well it works.
Oh, no, it works really well, but if you put, like, a 0.1% more than you should, you'll actually feel burned, and yeah, it's not... Die. Yeah, you'll die. You'll just die.
It's on the back of the bottle. God,
it's one of those things where you have to use it explicitly as described, otherwise bad things happen.
I still can't believe I had to watch that video. That was the most horrific thing I've ever had the displeasure of seeing.
Can you speak louder so I'm like, here's what you say? Your sadness?
Ugly video, make dad cry happen.
Oh, shake Rob. That bear, yeah. Rob.
Shake what bear?
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
Never mind.
Shake that ass.
No? Am I the only one that gets that reference?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Shake that bear?
Okay, never mind. We can stop talking about it then.
Fucking boomer.
We're going to have to do some investigative journalism after this.
Yeah, it came out at the same time as two females in a single drinking implement. Came out at the same time.
Olympics? Oh, I know. Okay. I mean, I don't know what you're referring to, but I know what your time frame you're talking about with the women.
Yeah.
I never saw that video. Did any of you guys actually see two girls? Yeah. I refused to. I
to this day have not seen
it. Good.
It's like a chocolate snow cone. That's how I like to remember it. They're just sharing.
But like, I've heard it's like life changing. Like, it just ruins your perception.
I thought somebody was just making Jell-O chocolate pudding the whole time.
Yeah. Life's been pretty down since I saw that video.
Maybe that's when it all started.
That's all.
That's my downfall.
Your Honor. That's when it all started.
Rob or George, I mean, because you guys were above us, but do you guys ever do the cinnamon challenge?
No.
Let me rephrase. Were you ever stupid enough to do the cinnamon challenge?
No.
I mean, I know, well, I didn't do it, but I know you and the other two did.
Yeah.
It, you know what the cinnamon challenge is?
Isn't it where you take like a
you just take like a
spoonful of cinnamon, yeah. But yeah. you can't like swallow. It literally like suffocates you. To yeah, the point where yeah. you're like
vomiting. That was like our what is it, Tide Pod? Yeah, that was like yeah. our Tide Pod.
Yeah.
Who wants to try and die?
When we did that, at least it was friggin' edible on like goddamn detergent.
Right, cinnamon's fine.
No. Wait, no, I just sit there and play Bloody Knuckles with like the coin version of the Bloody Knuckles.
Were you,
yeah.
And we used to do that one. Yeah.
And then we would do the pen burning too, where you take like a Bic pen and you rub the pen really, really fast until it heats up and then you burn your hand. Yeah.
I didn't know it did that.
That's why I still have scars on my hands from all the pen burning in school.
Who the fuck hurt you?
Me. Yeah,
that's
me.
Yeah, we might have to have a discussion after this about what to not burn. Include your hands. Yeah. I feel like
the, in the Michael Jordan, like, stop it. Go get some help.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Go get some help.
Get some help.
I think like the worst we ever did in high school when I was doing that whole
There's round. This woman, I had a knife and I just
it's like goodbye to your arm.
I'm not like no.
I told her, do you believe in God? And he
I told her, where do you see Cam Cam?
No, all you do is you take these rubber bands, you know, you put one end here, and then you just peel it back. Yeah, paper wasps.
Oh, man.
We would take it a step further. We would take it a step further. We wouldn't use paper.
Killer bees.
Like, we would use actual
M911.
Bees.
M911.
Actual bees. Oh, see, yeah, right to the wasps. Yes, I pull out a whole M1911.
So, you know the wasp? Yeah, so I pulled out my
no,
gun.
What we would do is we would like kind of make it as aerodynamic as possible, and we'd stick people with paper clips.
Ooh.
Oh, see, get you went paper tacks. Clips. I was gonna say, oh my, thumbtacks and staples.
Might have gotten in trouble once or twice.
Yeah, deservedly so.
Yeah, I'd rather the gun.
Jimmy lost an eye from attack today.
Okay, so
wasp.
So I can push my friend off of a chair. I get an in-school suspension in the middle of a class, right?
But was he an ugly friend? Because
I can shoot somebody with a paperclip, and they're like, "Don't do that again."
Well, have you ever gotten in trouble for sharpening plastic utensils at school into like makeshift shivs?
No, I got in trouble for having one of those little gym locker door locks on my
hand. I poured a bunch of glue.
Oh, yeah, I think we talked about this. That was the conversation where I knocked somebody unconscious.
It was science class.
Yeah.
I was learning.
I didn't even hurt anybody with mine. I was just walking, minding my own business. Next thing I know, I'm in the office. Like, they could be construed as a weapon. Oh, my mom was so pissed that day.
Wait, why did you pour glue in a pencil?
I just wanted to see what happened. And then I stuck a pencil in.
How old were you?
It was like high school. It was I'm way too old. I knew what was happening going on.
Wait, you did what?
I put glue in a pencil sharpener, and then I put a pencil in to see if it would still sharpen or like be cool. Obviously, the pencil got stuck, and the teacher was like, "What the fuck did you do?"
It was me.
Your Honor, I threw up.
Yeah, there's two things.
Did you guys have, in your chemistry classes and stuff, did you have, like, gas nozzles that you would, like, plug in the Bunsen burners to?
Yes.
And stuff like that?
Yes. Yeah. All
right. Did you ever open
mustard gas?
So I lit the gas, and I lit a match.
Am I the only one?
So these are the exact chemical composites for thermite.
Am I the only one who decided one day it would be a really great idea to open all of the nozzles on every single gas nozzle and walk around with the sparker and light them so that the tables were shooting, like, flamethrowers? Just me?
That's basically what I said.
George, what the fuck?
Also,
Paramania. It's cool, but what
everyone,
the fuck?
Quick reminder to try your best to talk towards the mic. Just a little.
Got it!
I wanted to talk
about that. Yeah, I figured you did. I don't have any bad boy stories because I was a good little egg, but
I wouldn't even consider those bad boy stories. That was just a
normal
day. You
went to school.
The pencil sharpener was great.
I didn't even do anything.
Dude, you pushed the kid on a gun.
He was my friend and he said something stupid. We were cool afterwards. He was just like we were laughing about it, and then the teacher's just like, "You, go to the office right now." Like, what?
I mean I did accidentally blame another kid for farting and when it was me, and they got laughed at, so that was pretty cool.
You know what you did? You just threw Fart in a Jar Marvin under the bus.
Well, I mean, that kid was gassy, but it was me that time. And
it's me. I'm John Gassy.
That's
an actual name.
Gassy.
If I ever go like to AA meetings, you know, I don't do anything. That'd be like on my list of like apologies. Like, dude, I'm so sorry that I blamed you for that fart. He's just like, they ruined my life, man.
It's either gonna go one of ways. It's either gonna go that, and he's like, dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
Louder. No, I mean, not jokingly, just talk louder, like, so it might pick you up.
Yeah, whatever, it's not that important.
It is for us to hear.
Project yourself.
If I project myself, everybody in this domicile is going to hear it, and I would rather not be responsible for that.
You're a downer.
But I'm your downer.
Dad, you never told me about that glue story, though. And did you learn anything from the experience?
Yeah, I can't pour glue in a pencil sharpener, obviously. It doesn't work.
How did you not come to that conclusion before you put it
in? Instructions unclear, Dick Cotton ceiling fan.
Yeah.
That. I just still can't believe that Rob is the chair pusher of O2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The blood's still on the floor.
So, like, the outline of the kid. Yeah.
He cracked his skull open 20 years later, but, like,
he hasn't been the same since that.
He fell down some stairs.
But Rob got out on top. He's a sly, sexy man now. Who doesn't push people off of chairs.
There were some crazy ones in our time. People, there was like the kid who threw the chair at someone in the lunchroom.
There was a kid who jumped off the school bus, like off the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was that. Yeah, I was in that bus.
There was a big red who slammed another girl's face into the lockers.
That was like a Goliath.
Oh, do you remember the windows outside of like the back entrance over by the auditorium?
Kind of.
They had like the little iron lattice.
Where the greenhouse was, right?
No. So, like, you know where like the entrance to the auditorium was, right? And then you had, like, the new gym right across from it. And then, like, there was, like, a set of doors right there that led outside.
Okay, middle school or high school? What are we talking about?
The high school.
High school.
I remember.
When I was a freshman, one of those windows had this massive spider web crack in it. And I know who did it because she was on the bowling team.
She threw the bowling ball?
She was really hot.
She could handle balls.
She sure could.
Those three fingers.
She also
had a bowl, but these three fingers.
She also handled that girl her ass as she, broke the damn window.
So you know the person.
These three fingers. This is what you bowl with.
This is when Derek and George learned how to finger someone.
I'm teaching Derek how to wink.
You hit him with the plasma pistol.
Charge it up and they're shielding.
I guess there was the party monster story from way back when.
The party monster?
There is this rather...
Wait, can you send a flashlight on this?
Yeah.
Just quick, do it now. It's important for this. Hurry. Okay. Now tell the spooky story.
Alright, so there was this chick called Party Monster, right? Real big old chick, like just like built like a brick shit house is what I would say. One day this kid in my grade had said something to her that really did not sit well with her. So she would start picking up the plastic chairs in the cafeteria and start whipping them at him, like one right after the other. And as soon as she ran out of chairs to hit him with, she didn't go around the table. She didn't do any of that. Any of that other stuff. She would literally push through the table, clotheslined like five or six kids on her way to try and just absolutely make this kid a bloody smear. And
damn,
he had the propensity to run.
But saved his life.
saved his life, and that was Party Monster.
Look, I know there are some schools out there that are pretty bad, but
watch me break a leg.
Had I gone to your school, that shit sounds tame as hell.
Yeah,
probably.
Alright, we're good.
Are we good?
I was just scared. Yeah, I just
wasn't recording at all.
This is a practice run. Yeah.
Would you stop recording or?
No. We're still recording. I just had an internal panic attack. In case somehow something cut off, I don't know. You know, God hates us with technology and just like reset stuff for no reason. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna get my dummy thickness over this table again. Straddle my balls.
I wish he'd straddle me like that, honestly.
Pull a hamstring. Woo. I have another story, which is it's kind of short. A certain relative of mine who won't be named, even though you mostly know his name, he told a woman she had bigger balls than he did. Followed by, she's a lesbian, and then he got clocked in the face. And he had a black eye. And suspended from school for like a week.
I remember that.
Was he right? Did she have bigger balls?
No. I don't know.
Was she a lesbian?
No, I don't know what
the hell he saying. Yeah,
he was just a dick, but like I don't remember why. Which is weird because I became friends with that girl, but
I remember him and his buddy had a propensity for saying some pretty inflammatory things.
Oh yeah.
It was kind of inspiring, really.
Yeah, how to stand up for yourself, how to just be mean.
There's a fine line between standing up for yourself and just being mean.
Yeah, that's fair. No, those are just being mean. I don't think she said anything that like would have him say that, but it was just, you know, that's just him. He's a relative. Totally not my cousin. Totally not.
Whoa. Whoa, it is a mystery.
Ooh, yeah, George. I'm still surprised that your school was full of just like death and burning.
Oh, that's just the stuff that I did. That's not including the people who were even worse than I was.
What was the worst thing that happened?
The death of 04.
The bite of 87.
Oh my god.
The bite of 87? All I can say about this was there's a toilet, a pencil, and ceiling tiles involved. I can't say anything else about this. But I want everyone to know.
Class C cognito.
A toilet, pencils, and ceiling tiles?
Yeah, that's what I assume was happening in your story.
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's just, that was a normal occurrence, this pencils and the ceiling tiles.
Mm. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to say this before. Two things. One, when I was in college, I had this banana peel, and I was trying to throw it into the garbage, and I accidentally just threw it, like, I overshot it, and it landed in, like, a light. So, like, the light was attached to the wall, so there was a banana peel, like, against the light. And at some point, it, like, apparently caught on fire because of the heat of the bulb. I mean, I never got questioned, so I never talked about it. But on a side note, I had two bananas in my car earlier today, and they're, like, attached by a vine or whatever. And I threw it into your woods, and somehow it perfectly landed on, like, this tiny branch. So you might see two bananas just swinging there. Yeah, I hope.
That's awesome.
I wanted to tell, I mean, I was going to tell Rob, and, like, he's not going to care. But,
Quirked up white boy goated with the sauce?
Yeah, so, like, I was hoping you would see it, and then, like, be like, how did those bananas get there? But you didn't. Because
you didn't tell me. I would have thought that was pretty PogChamp.
You never respect me.
Well, you have to make respect to get respect.
Well, I haven't made it yet.
What do you need? You need some glue?
No, Derek. I'm not giving Derek glue.
I'm sorry, viewers. I hope this is as uncomfortable for you as it is for me, because I dead ass do not know how to respond.
Oh.
To what?
Derek, Mom and Dad are fighting, and I'm stuck in the middle.
Choose who loves you more.
I'm not taking that.
Answer. Domestic abuse, we call this a domestic...
Oh, you ruined it. Come on, Rob.
Just like everything else.
Rob, didn't I ask you recently what your favorite movie was, and you said it was like Dumb and Dumber 2?
Is it really Dumb and Dumber 2?
It's not.
I was going to say, I haven't even seen that movie.
By the way... You weren't down here yet. You were getting ready and doing some other stuff. We're trying to set up everything, and I'm trying not to hit the ghost poster frame, right? And I look over, I'm like, and you can only see half of it. I don't know if you guys can see it at all, but I just see half of it, and I'm like, wait, Derek has a Donnie Darko framed movie poster?
That's sweet.
I love that movie. And Derek looks at me and goes, why am I not surprised? And just walks away. And I'm like, that's a bad thing? Like,
well, I mean, let's be real.
Put him on blast, why don't you?
That's like, that's when we scream George vibes, right. You know? End of the world, rabbit suits. Like, it's all George, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cellar Door.
Oh. I haven't seen that movie so long, so I can't remember what you're referring to, but I assume it's a cellar full of celery.
No, there's no word more beautiful in the English language than cellar door.
I don't know.
Blumpkins it's in the Drew dictionary. It's Blumpkin. One of Drew Barrymore's speeches. I can't quote it word for word. But.
The Blumpkin.
Derek, what's your favorite movie?
Ever?
I mean, that's not my favorite movie ever.
And is it Air Bud?
I watched a deep dive on TikTok about Air Bud the other day. They made like 90 of those movies.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's like, you know, I mean, there's like, he goes to tech school. There's like, he has a firefighter. Yeah. That's actually one.
Is it really? Soccer, baseball, basketball.
Air Bud becomes football. A doctor.
Air Bud walks the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
There's actually a crossover one where he's with Johnny Sins.
Right. And this one's just called Doggy.
Dr. Doggy.
Dr. Doggy.
You know, and then... That's the kind of crossovers I'd like to see. But yeah, they made like a billion Air Buds. I mean, I'm pretty sure like 8 Air Buds died within like all the movie spans.
Within that
like,
filming, yeah.
Yeah. It was a rough environment. I mean, they put it to that dog. Yeah. Just, things weren't the same when they made that dog dunk. He didn't land right.
Have you guys seen the new Paw Patrol movie on Paramount Plus?
I haven't watched it. Is it good? Did they arrest the...
Yes.
Did they arrest the pit bull because they classified it as an aggressive breed? Because they're doggish. Is that the word? I guess hitting dogs.
I think that's like universally accepted now. I think
it is not.
I don't think accepted.
It's becoming more and more like.
It's not the breed. It's the owners, and I'm gonna say that outright. People fucking suck.
Oh yeah.
Okay, but let's just say. There's a dog without an owner, and it bit me, and it happened to be a Chihuahua. Because I do agree with you about the owner, but honestly, I hate Chihuahuas.
Yeah,
I mean, those are the spawn of
free tacos.
Yeah, see, they piss me off. They always like they're always like nipping at you. I want to kick them. I'll just say it. I want to kick them.
I cannot get over the fact of all the shaking. Why are they shaking all the time?
They're cold.
They like their brain is like that big, you know. It's like they barely process that they're alive. They're like cold. Dude, that's not shaking. Those are seizures. No, they're
dying. Well, then work faster.
Every day they're closer.
Like I don't know why people choose those as pets. Like even for the comfort pick, like as an old person, they're just fucking annoying.
How I don't even know how that would be classified. Like if you like Chihuahuas, power to you. But I don't see how that's a comfort pick, man. Like.
It's why you spec into it's why old people spec into the druid tree when they get older. It's their spirit animal.
Derek, let's just say Rob was reincarnated as a dog. What breed do you think he reincarnated into?
Rottweiler.
What's so weird?
I was gonna say that. Yeah.
How did I know that's what you guys were gonna say?
Because I have wanted a Rottweiler ever since I was 6 years old.
Here he is.
Here's home with me.
Oh, God.
Don't worry. I'll get a nice leash. We'll do walks.
I don't want to sleep in the cage.
You don't have the cage.
No, you sleep in the bed. I'm not going to put a dog in a cage.
Yeah, no. But what if
you're traveling? Where am I supposed to get a knot in my dick?
Like you're flying. We're going to go back to that. But what if we're flying and you have to put
him on the chair? He has to sit on the chair.
Emotional support dog.
Yeah, he has to sit in the chair next to me.
Emotional support animal.
Okay.
Absolutely not. I will buy 2 tickets.
He's my lover.
You want your cock knotted? Is that what you're saying?
No, I was saying, like how am I going to get my cock, like a knot
Are you
in my
a
cock?
Real dog in this scenario, or is it this
fetish
thing?
No,
he wasn't, like, elaborated on, so I have no idea how far I have to go in on the bit. Like, do I need to have a knotted cock?
You know the Disney movie, like, Brother Bear?
Yeah.
So, like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so like he turned into a bear.
It all makes sense now.
You know, one of us like follows him to get to like some.
I think that's pretty amazing though that it was like a unanimous decision of Rottweiler.
Yeah, yeah, and he just has like the face. Yeah,
yeah,
the love.
Wait, did that movie end with him staying to be as a bear?
Yeah, and then they made a sequel.
God, I need to make my own sequel where he just gets shot during bear season.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay a bear, be with you. he just steps on a bear trap.
Yeah. And the first is panic. It's like he, you know, or shock. He just looks at, and like for realistic 10 minutes of bloody murder. Like, you ever see what is that movie? It's like it's all about being silent because those giant monsters has like the guy from The Office.
Air Bud.
No, not Air Bud.
A Quiet Place.
A Quiet Place.
A Quiet Place. Yeah. Yeah. You know the second one where the kid gets bear trapped?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
there's like a second one?
Yeah. Very good.
I didn't know that.
It's not good as the first. Do you like the second
one? Yeah, the first one is better.
I've seen the first one.
Movie podcast?
Yeah. Movie review.
Oh, yeah. Movie reviews. Just us. Yeah, Rob.
I'm aware. I'm aware.
Our next review is going to be Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Not the one you're thinking of. It's an Orange Tube site. Right. It's 4 guys as, like, orange paste on them.
Right.
Leonardo, my coccyx. Hold it, Donnie. You can't come yet.
They're not related, by the way. They're brothers by, like, association.
They're just brothers because they grew up together.
Right. There's no females in this.
Master Splinter, am I doing this right?
What if they were, like, scientists?
Oh, you got to hit it harder, Michael.
What if they were, like, Siamese quadruplets, but they're connected at the cock and butt?
Human centipede. We gotta stop Shredder. Move.
Everybody, choo-choo.
Choo-choo-choo. Transformation. Oh my god. Now, see, that's the kind of movies I want to see, but they don't make those anymore. You know? Like Idiocracy.
That's Idiocracy, yeah.
Irrelevant movie. Yeah.
Very relevant movie.
Air Bud, that was pretty relevant.
That was good. Yeah, dogs can jump.
Yeah, it really said a lot about society in Air Bud when he made that.
I don't know how they can jump when dogs can't look up.
Did you hear Darren Ronald? Miguel says so. Did you say it again?
It really said a lot about society when he hit that dunk, honestly.
It clearly is commentary on culture.
Right. We're dunking on the Gen Z. You know?
It really was a very accurate statement on the current position of the economy at the time. It was a very historical film. I feel like it held a lot of weight. Especially when he went, barf.
Those never actually went to movies. Like to a movie theater. It was all straight to video, right?
I'm pretty sure everybody was in theaters.
The first two, I think, went to theaters.
What if we did like an Infinity War kind of event where like, or no, Endgame, where like we get all the past Air Buds that didn't die into one movie?
So there's a 97.
Just like all these dogs in
one
swirl.
We got a squad up. It's like a volleyball court, and they come out of portals. It's like the hockey Air Bud, the tennis Air Bud.
It's like the Olympics. Everyone has to participate.
What if we make the movie, right? And you just see Paws coming out, and it's all of the Air Buds that survived. And then the camera turns around, and you just see pair of basketball shoes, and then another pair of basketball shoes. And then you see rabbit feet, and then more rabbit feet. And it's Air Buds versus Michael Jordan, LeBron James.
CGI Kobe Bryant.
CGI Kobe Bryant. Bugs Bunny, Lola,
at the end
Tasmanian
of the movie,
Devil,
Bud's like,
and we get Air Bud in space.
That's great.
At the end of the movie, Kobe's stepping into the helicopter, and Air Bud comes over and is like, gives him like the puppy dog eyes. Like,
Air
Bud saves Kobe.
Yeah. He should get in the helicopter, and like as it's starting to have trouble, Air Bud, he's like, no!
Air Bud, like, really bad, like, through the helicopter
Air Bud
doors.
Saved Kobe, all of the Air Buds jump off of the top of a building and grab, the little things and just weigh it down and bring it back down.
Thanks, Air Bud! He, steps up and just hit by a car. Just
No, Kobe gets out and he's all pissed.
No, not Air Bud. Kobe gets hit by a car. It was meant to be.
It turned out it was like a Final Destination movie.
It was a set event, yeah.
Final Destination with Air Bud. Dude, oh my god.
What a twist.
That's great. That's a good movie. I'd watch that movie. Yeah. Air Bud saves Kobe.
Air Bud Space Jam Final Destination.
But you have to dogify the title, because they do the pup bowl for the football one or whatever.
Oh, really?
So what do we
the puppy bowl?
What do we name it?
Basket BOC?
No, close. Air Bud, Air Rescue?
Air Rescue's kind of good.
Air Bud,
trying to think of a dog pun for helicopter.
I feel like that could be the centerpiece of the movie. We could call it dunking on reality or something that.
I don't know if anybody else would get it, but you could call it Happy Tail Rescue, because when dogs get happy, they get that helicopter tail going on.
I like it.
That's how they get up there. Air Bud, this helicopter. We'll have to brainstorm an idea for that, but that's definitely a good idea. We should pitch it.
All right, we should pitch it.
Who do you know who published the Air Bud movies? Is it Warner Bros. Maybe?
How is it not?
Right, it has to be Warner Bros. I'm hoping we can do a.
It's either Warner Bros. Or Paramount.
Hold on a second. If Warner Bros. Owns it and they aren't in multiverses like Air Bud, why play is Air Bud? Is this just an Air Bud episode?
Why do I feel like it's Paramount instead of Warner Bros.? Are you looking it up?
Yeah. It's Dark Horse Studios.
Come on, Rob. Lionsgate?
Lionsgate, yeah.
I don't know.
One of the creators of Saw.
I ain't really much of a movie guy. I couldn't tell you.
Keystone Entertainment.
Oh, Keystone?
Boring.
Yeah. I don't even know who that is.
They did Land Before Time. Giambi.
Anybody else ever? I mean, maybe I'm dating myself, but The Brave Little Toaster?
You're dating yourself? That's so
brave. Yeah, he was brave when he stopped himself from going into the bathtub with me. It was a good
just me, Brave Little Toaster.
I thought it was a video game.
No, it was a movie. Huh. It's also what I call my toaster because he took a bath.
My brave little toaster. Dairy doing.
I feel like it'd be a form
if we name
of
it like Blacktail Down.
Blacktail Down.
Like Blackhawk Down. I'm like looking at the titles. There's World Pup, Golden Receiver, Ninth Inning Fetch.
That sounds more like a search and rescue army mission. They're all like, you know, SEAL Team 6 dog members.
Or another video that you can find in Orange Tube.
True.
The dogs? You're disgusting.
No. Blacktail Down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I had a thought.
Getting tail.
So, there's been like 90-something friggin' Air Bud movies, right?
No. Sure.
You ever wonder if there's like a family out there like that? The only thing they will ever watch is just the entire
I don't doubt
Air Bud discography.
I thought you were going with like there's a family that raises the Air Bud like puppies.
You will play soccer. You won't like it.
He just punched the ball. His puppy.
You know what? They buy each one a different like sports ball, and then when they see another like Bud playing with the wrong sports ball, they're like, no.
Rob's on
you get the soccer ball.
There was a movie, Cloverfield something, where they're all in a basement.
Oh, 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah, 10 Cloverfield Lane. I think the only movies they were allowed to watch was Air Bud. Yeah, like they're stuck in this. You
we're
know, I was like,
put this on.
I'll paint you a picture. It's an apocalypse movie. And
John Goodman.
Yeah, John Goodman.
John Goodman.
He's like protecting his family from like the radiation outside, basically. So they're like in a bunker, basically fallout, like a vault.
And he was right, by the way. Let's say that now. He was right because then at the end of that movie, the Cloverfield alien attacks. Spoiler alert for like a 10-year-old.
Dude, I didn't even watch it. No.
Yeah. Oh, no. The alien attacks. So he was right. He was protecting them.
Yeah. Anyway, so all they had was Air Bud movies. And,
yeah. It's actually honestly, it wasn't that bad. It was a good life. They could have had a good life, though, the couple that tried to escape.
Yeah, but they ruined it. They could have been Air Buds. Are you okay, bud? Do you want to watch Air Bud? Are you an Air Bud?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to blow some air on your bud.
But I think you should train out your back. You need better posture, boy.
I have such horrible posture, it's not even funny.
These live massages, though, are to him.
Yeah, dude,
it's the only reason why I'm actually ever allowed back.
It's true.
I'm literally getting like treated to like a 5-star spa or something like that over
I'm
here.
I'm holding his hand.
Like, I'm going to come.
Derek and Rob finally confirm what? And it just...
Like us at dinner, the paparazzi shot.
Well, we're gonna be like your parents, like shocked. Like.
You hide your face with that leaked GTA 6 napkin instead.
Is that the same lunch?
He finally asked me this question. It's like the ring finger.
Rob popped the question, and it's like the move into my GTA 5 mansion.
Full circle. Full circle.
All coming back.
Yeah. So Rob, no, really, do you like Air Bud?
Would you give it a 10? What about World Pup? What about Snow Buddies?
Wait, what was that guinea pig one?
Snow Buddy. What? G-Force. Incredible movie.
Oh, somebody already did Space Buddy.
Space Buddies is real. Santa Buddies. Spooky Buddies. Treasure Buddies.
What about...
one was in 2013, Super Buddies.
What about Taken Buddies, where it's like Liam Neeson?
Liam Neeson getting his puppies back.
My dog. You took my dog.
What if instead of Liam Neeson getting the puppies back, Liam Neeson is taken and the puppies have to get him back?
That's a really good idea. Right. Yeah. So the dog is the one just murdering other people. Like, look at good dog.
It's like John Wick's dog.
Like a reverse John Wick. I'd watch that.
I'd watch that movie.
Yeah. Rob, you look like you're just like contemplating the reason of life.
I'm really taken by these emojis.
That's fair. We have this is part of our merch. Totally ours.
Yeah. We made sweatshirts for ourselves. One day it'll be merch.
I don't want to spoil anything, guys, but if there's an apocalypse, I'm coming here because Derek has like the most movies I've ever seen.
Right. We'll always have content to watch.
Right. I mean, do you have Air Buds?
I don't know.
Derek!
I will have to look. we have all the seasons of Scrubs, so.
We're also covered in terms of
season 9. No. Okay.
Well, if you say all seasons, I assume it's 1-8. But no. some sickos.
And not what is the we're 10 covered. Where they came back? Or was
the other one?
Another season after
that?
Season 9 is when they came back. Yeah,
season
9
is like it's like a
chunky boy.
I'm sorry, this can be chunky too. Don't worry.
Like we can
the apocalypse
Zach
ever
Braff
happens. We're ready to fill your dark soul with light.
No, we got okay. The cringe is strong with this too.
Gotta give it that gangster.
I think it's
unlocking
like a
door.
Great actor from the show, like maybe Laverne. Like
unlocking the door to the scissor.
What's the Todd?
Yeah, the Todd. That'd be a good one. Like, so were you actually in a three-way?
Yeah. All girl.
Damn. Rob, what's your favorite show? This is another Rob episode. What's your
favorite TV
show? Yeah. Goons, Games, and Gear, duh.
No, TV show. That's soon, though. That's when we're... Yeah, don't spoil it.
YouTube TV signed a contract with us. We're having a Scare GGG show.
Favorite TV show, though? I mean, does it anything like on TV count, or does it actually have to be a TV show?
I mean, if it's on TV, I'd assume it's.
What are you thinking otherwise?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just
Orange Tube content.
Are we thinking like Crunchyroll?
No, I was probably going to throw out an anime. Probably.
Yeah, no, I want like.
Nah, TV.
Yeah, like, you know what? Something.
But you want actual TV show then? Yeah. Okay, Dawson's I can answer Creek. That. That's Forged in Fire, actually.
Well, that's pretty good.
What is it?
It's Forged that show where they make like medieval weapons.
Oh, that's. Oh, Forged in Fire.
Yeah.
Forged in Fire. Oh, I thought I heard something else. Oh, what was that awesome show?
Catfish.
That too. No,
that one hits a little bit too close.
No, it's like they picked like two like random like warriors from times and.
Wait, what was it?
The show where like they did like analysis of like who would win between this team.
Oh, Deadliest Warrior.
Deadliest Warrior. Deadliest Warrior. I love. Did you ever watch that?
I feel like I remember catching one or two.
Here we're gonna see the Native American with a bow versus the 1940s gangster with a gun. Now the guy's got a bow. But he's got a Tommy gun. Who wins?
Well, the Tommy gun was pretty inaccurate. He's
sometimes
like,
it would jam, and you know what? He had a lot of gabagool that day, so.
That's it.
Well, maybe he was feeling, you know, a little quirky.
A little spicy.
A little spicy? Yeah. Spicy. So that's your favorite show?
Yeah, Fortune Fire. I'll double down on
Mine's either Grey's Anatomy, The Bachelorette, or... Man. You know what? It's going to have to come down to Firefly.
Fire. Can you give us an actual answer that doesn't make me feel like I need to go to church to pray whatever the hell you did to me away?
I mean, I'd like to say, I mean, like, can I stop at a certain season? Because I would say Community, but Scrubs is really high up there. I could rewatch that literally, like, at any
Scrubs
point.
Scrubs was really
In fact,
good.
That's like my Skyrim, like, once a year I have to watch it, or else I'm out of whack.
That's fair.
You know?
Scrubs was good.
Yeah, it was like 8 seasons, it just gets
You
fun
whack off
year.
The Scrubs?
Well, there's some good scenes. Sky love between two. You know, I think of you for that. Eagle!
I'd say, like, Scrubs. The Office, probably. I'll put that under, like, sleep.
Even after Michael Scott?
It gets, like, way worse. Yeah, but there's some golden moments.
Right, right.
Smiling Friends.
Smiling Friends.
See, the thing is,
it's
like...
It's animated, but,
well,
like...
Well, no, not even that. It's just, it's not finished. That's my... Right. But, like, unless... But that's why I'm scared going into season two. Like, if it somehow just, like, drops the ball.
Yeah.
But I will cry if they cancel the show. Everyone watch Smiling Friends.
I don't think it's going to have the ball dropped. I think the little interim episode where they're at the airport trying to get into...
was it Brazil?
Who books in a vacation without booking a hotel? I thought...
I thought you had it.
No.
It was in the email.
You were in charge of the hotel.
I really
call
thought...
the boss. He probably knows somebody.
Ooh, you guys picked the worst week.
Oh my God, it's Mardi Gras. You know that, right? Yeah, we know.
Hey, you guys picked up the worst week for this.
I would know somebody, but...
Dude, I would love... I mean, you guys would be included too, but I would love to do like an actual like new podcast, just analyzing each episode that like other podcasts do. We're like The Last of Us, like The Last of Us pod, you know, but like the Smiling Friends pod.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Frame by frame.
Frame by frame. Look right there. There's a cock.
Every line.
Every line. George, are you hungry?
Yeah.
There's some little dog food. Here you go.
In one bite. Multifunctional.
I had a friend, a friend's brother, purposely feed this kid that we hated on the block
probably
dog food.
It's all natural, so. Probably could eat it.
Yeah, true story. Did you guys hear
what
that?
What did you hear?
Oh, I know. It's not what I heard. My friend's brother, who's much older than us at the time, and I guess technically still, there's this kid on the block that just annoyed us at all times whenever me and my friend hung out. That he like he so my friend's brother was watching all of us and he tricked him. Well, I'm not sure tricked the right word, but he basically convinced him that what was dog food wasn't dog food, it was just normal food. So this kid ate dog food and then he realized after a while and started crying and then ran away. I mean from his house. Like he's gone to this day.
He ran away. He lives in the woods.
So do I.
Also thinking,
that was a lot to unpack.
I know. Would all four of us be interested in a this not this wildlife this Five Nights at Freddy's podcast? But it's like every episode, like I solved this theory. That goes really good in the algorithm.
You gotta be careful though. People are putting MatPat under a microscope constantly. I don't know if you could handle that.
I will cry if he goes down.
He was in the movie.
He was not in the movie.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was.
Was the movie actually good? I didn't go see it.
I actually liked it.
The scene where MatPat pulled out his flaccid penis was pretty interesting from like a, from an artistic standpoint.
Actually, wow, really makes you think, huh?
I'll send you where you can watch it. What streaming service it's on.
It's going to be like, it's going to be a hyperlink to your butthole, isn't it?
The ultimate lead up gag.
Has it been removed from the one that it was previously on?
No, but you can watch it for free.
Oh, okay.
If you have a subscription.
Yeah. Pay for subscriptions.
VPN.
Yes. Oh, my God.
NordVPN.
Any of you remember when, like, Thousand Ways to Die and whatnot was still
on? Oh, my God. The fat chick who suffocates the guy while having sex. It lives rent-free in my mind. That one, and there's the one where the guy gets superhuman strength, lifts the car, but then drops it and still kills the guy that was stuck under it.
I remember the one guy that, I'll say this before the point I was actually about to make, but I remember the one guy where he was walking by a truck. And I guess the air pump or one of the air nozzles for something got stuck in him and he like got inflated and died.
The two I remember, actually there's three. One, apparently some guy who never had sex until the age of 50 or something, like he had sex and his heart just couldn't handle it because it was just too much.
It's just really backed up with cummies
and he died from that. There was one where like some gangster was like trying to get money and he cut the hydraulic line in one of those like scissor scaffolding things and they just sliced him. And the last one, I think it was like he got like his innards. Actually, I'm thinking of a different one. But there was like what would happen if someone like was under a industrial roller and basically killed, like basically like toothpaste. It was just like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point I was going to make was something like that had something to do with like an alligator or a snake or something like that. One of them, their reptile types. Was I the only one out of this group that was actually afraid that like if I sat on the toilet for too long, an alligator was going to just like,
Nope. I still have that fear.
I worry more about snakes.
It's going to bite your balls.
Not a crocodile. That it's going to come up the toilet and, bite whatever, my asshole, my balls.
I think it bite your balls.
Because anytime you've mentioned, like, a face-asshole ball pick to me, I just think how fucking painful it would be to just have a crocodile just out of nowhere on the fucking can. And you're just, like, you're trying to set this up
crocodile?
On...
crocodile?
It was in Florida.
Croc, alligator.
But there's also...
Either way, it's just, like, this weird fear of mine. It's just like, my balls are going to get snipped off.
Yeah, it's like snakes... And there's a spiders will hide under the brim of a toilet.
Whoa.
So I always flush before I go, because it'll push it down.
George, what's your irrational fears? Now that we're all talking about them, and you can't say commitment. We all know it. I mean, I have it.
No, commitment wouldn't be an irrational fear. This is getting too real now.
I'll tell you mine. One is heights. I mean, I'll point this out. That's not an irrational fear. That's just a fear.
That's legit. All right. If I don't want to go on a roller coaster or go on a plane, I'm not doing that.
Well, it's like your body knows, hey, if you fall this distance, you'll get seriously hurt or die. Right. That's not irrational. My fear of rodents is irrational because they're not going to kill me unless it's poisonous. Disease taxi. If I had one fucking wish, I'd wish for a billion owls to just massacre all rodents to ever exist.
That's like Australia. The toads in that ate the locusts whatever.
I would feel no shame in using that wish. I want them all gone. Yeah. Or I want x-ray vision so I can see where they're at and be one of those YouTubers that snipes them in a barn. You ever see those? They're really cool.
What, they snipe rotten mice in the barn?
So people have a barn, and barns are full of mice because animals and stuff. Right. And they're just YouTube channels where they have night vision goggles and they use airsoft guns because the force of it just kills them.
That's so awesome.
It's awesome. I love it. I also have a sick joy of watching inventive mouse traps.
whatever causes the most damage.
Basically I'm like, where's the one with the flamethrower? Where's that? I want that one.
Burn the
And then I guess a last irrational fear. I don't think any of you guys know this, but it's being under a bridge.
Really?
I have a fear that it's gonna fall on me.
Okay.
I just don't trust. I don't trust anything.
I can see it, like yeah. driving on the highway right, and right. it's like
yeah.
being worked on or something.
Right, like, exactly.
Skews yeah. me out yeah. a bit too, so I can sympathize.
Yeah. Like I'm just like yeah. I'm just like my girlfriend makes fun of me for all the time. I'm just like, have you seen how terrible these bridges are?
Yeah,
you know, they're like
I don't trust the infrastructure, and it's been there for like hundreds of years.
Right, so,
like,
exactly.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't say that it's a generalized fear, but I can agree with it. There's a bridge not too far from here.
Digmunds. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely yes. hate driving over the bridge.
Say you yeah. could stop.
Although apparently that's like one of the most secure bridges in America.
I don't trust that. It's literal plywood with a bunch of
with like this much leeway.
Yeah. What's great too is every time you drive across that bridge, all of the paint marks from everybody's mirrors and stuff that because they keep swerving and hitting the side.
Oh wow, I didn't think about that. Yeah, I there's one time that left this place, our headquarters, I totally forgot that I need money. I don't know why my GPS fucked me and brought me that way, but I'm like, I don't have money. What should I do? And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, so I'm just stuck here because this car's gone.
Yeah.
And this guy like across who's in a vehicle, hey, I'll cover you. I'm like, thank you, good sir. Because yeah. like I don't carry cash on me. My thoughts like someone's gonna rob me, and I'm like, I don't have cash. What are you gonna do? Take my credit card? I'll cancel.
Speaking yeah. of, so for anybody not, you know. This is one of those bridges that doesn't even have an easy pass like option. It's a person stands in a booth at the end of the bridge or the beginning, which depending on what side you're coming from, and they collect the toll that way. So there's no way to even be like, oh yeah, let me just drive through. But what you can do is go
punch them.
No, go. Oh, I forgot my cash and my tickets. I'll just pay you twice tomorrow morning on my way over. And they'll be like, oh okay, yeah, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm gonna just keep using that.
They also don't have cameras, so
oh, I'm gonna speed.
Yeah, do that.
I'm gonna speed.
Yeah, I'm gonna speed. I don't believe you know tolls. Fuck them. But yeah, trying to think of any other rational fears. I mean, drowning's not rational. You know, being burned alive isn't irrational. Rob not right. loving me, is that irrational?
No, that's yeah. an accurate fear.
Okay,
that's yeah. a that's okay. a real fear.
Right. Right.
I'm trying to think of one too.
Yeah,
I have one.
Maybe my colon busting out by force because I, you know, I have such powerful bowel movements.
Yeah,
yeah.
Something
that's
like
why I'm
that.
Afraid. There was a joke on American Dad where like because he ate horseradish, he just like he blew his colon out, and now I have that fear.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. Other than that, I'm pretty fearless and strong and cool.
Man, I'm a big boy.
I'm a big boy. But you guys, I think you guys getting your balls bit by a snake is pretty rational.
Yeah. Just on sitting on the toilet, but...
Just skeeves me out, man. I just yeah. hate to have my shit freeballing like that. And the yeah. next thing I know, I'm getting snacked on. And not in a good way, neither.
I think my biggest one, and I don't know if it's irrational or not, and maybe it's from, you know, the chemical imbalances and whatnot, but it's 100% complete isolation.
Huh.
No noise, no contact with other people, no light, nothing.
So just solitary confinement without with light?
Like being stuck in a vacuum room. You know those rooms where it's completely soundproof and then they shut off the lights?
Oh, where I think Rob...
Oh, I've heard about that. I've heard that. Yeah.
Where like fully sane people have gone in and they've gone insane from just like being in there for like 10 minutes because there's no echo, there's no noise, there's no light. Like you can yell and you don't even hear yourself because of how soundproof it is, but like true total isolation or just even isolation in general, being stranded somewhere, isolation and is probably my biggest irrational fear. Like,
I heard it goes so quiet in there, like you can actually hear your organs moving around and churning.
Yes, you hear your blood going through your veins.
Ew.
Like in those rooms, but I'm using that as an example.
Straight down.
It's just the pure fact of like.
I wonder what it'd be like to beat off
being alone, oh isolated.
It's got to be nothing. So
like, I think that
euphoric,
yeah.
mind opening.
Just like, jacking off. And they just open up the door. What the fuck?
I nutted.
And shit, apparently. Yeah.
It was a really good room.
It was a really good room.
My compliments to the chef.
My compliments to the
Oh, that, you know, oddly enough, that reminds me. Me and Rob were at the mall. I didn't know they put an escape room in the mall. I wish we had more time. I would have loved to do that.
That would have been fun.
But I've heard that one actually sucks, though.
Well, way to ruin it, George.
Let me just
climb out. That's in our budget.
I'm tall enough. I'll climb out of
this. Yeah. Rob, like, looks over, and that's the answer.
I would love to do, like, a... the next time we could all get together, I would love to actually go do, like, Goons Go... escape room and like Goons group activities and stuff when there's more time and holidays don't have to fuck everything up.
Yeah, donate to us now and we can make that happen.
Right. We can fly out Rob whenever we want.
And by us, donate to Rob.
Yeah. Oh, remember on stream?
And Derek.
Yeah, on stream, we mentioned it. He has a terminal illness of being too tall. Right. Side note, sadly enough, I'm pretty sure in high school there was a kid who like had some disease.
Yeah, he had that like long bone disease where you literally keep growing until you die. Like,
I'm going to go pee real quick.
No.
Yeah.
There's a bottle.
I don't even think you're getting out.
Watch me, fam.
Just pee on the carpet.
Yeah, five.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's been like probably an hour and a half, right?
Yeah. It's currently 10 o'clock, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we can just, I guess, call it there, sadly.
I mean, y'all can keep talking to y'all. Give me
I mean, he got to go back. I got to drive
you
home.
You do have a bit Derek's of a drive.
Derek's got a meeting with his meat, you know? Yeah. And you're busy too. Yeah. But you know what, guys? This is what friendship is all about. Seeing Rob and loving him. Thanks for being here, Rob. I hope you enjoyed our little radioactive enclave basement thing going on here.
I sure did.
George is doing some.
Yeah, get on down there, you dirty girl.
Remember to like, comment, subscribe, hit the notification bell, join our Discord, it'd be really cool. If you like more of this kind of episode, it probably will never happen again, but maybe. Three of us and then Laptop Rob.
Can we make a t-shirt? We've got Rob with a laptop.
Yeah, Laptop Rob.
And then on the laptop is orange.
Yes. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Remember, share it with everyone you know. And I have to walk over there. So if you guys have anything to say, say your piece.
Ah!
Oh, you're a dick. You're a dick.
You gotta get that one in there.
Oh, God. Everything's coming down. Everything. It's bye!
Bye-bye.